Hello, my name is Yasone. I'm from the R group of advanced level, and I'm here with my classmates, so I'm going to read my test. It's about Murakami writer. I recommend you to read something about him. Okay, I start. In every interview I'm asked what the most important quality a novelist has to have, it's very obvious: talent. No matter how much enthusiasm and effort you put into writing, if you totally lack literary talent, you can forget about being a novelist. This is more of a prerequisite than a necessary quality. If you don't have any fuel, even the best car won't run. The problem with talent, though, is that in most cases the person involved can control its amount or quality. Talent has a mind of its own and wells up when it wants to. At once it dries up, that's it. Of course, certain poets and rock singers whose genius went out in a blaze of glory, people like Schubert and Mozart, whose dramatic early deaths turned them into legends, have a certain appeal, but for the vast majority of us, this isn't the model we follow. If I'm asked what the next most important quality is for a novelist, that's easy too: focus. The ability to concentrate all your limit talents on whatever's critical at the moment. Without that, you can't accomplish anything of value, while if you can focus effectively, you'll be able to compensate for an erratic talent or even a shortage of it. I generally concentrate on work for 3 or 4 hours every morning. I sit at my desk and focus totally on what I'm writing. I don't see anything else. I don't think about anything else. After focus, the next most important thing for a novelist is, hand down, endurance. If you concentrate on writing 3 or 4 hours a day and feel tired after a week of this, you're not going to be able to write a long work. What's needed for a writer of fiction, at least one who hopes to write a novel, is the energy to focus every day for half a year or year 2 years. Fortunately, these two disciplines, focus and endurance, are different from talents, since they can be acquired and sharpened through training. You will naturally learn both concentration and endurance when you sit down every day at your desk and train yourself to focus on one point. This is a lot like the training of muscles. Gradually, you will expand the limits of what you're able to do. Almost imperceptibly, you will make the bar rise. This involves the same process as jogging, every day to strengthen your muscles and develop a runner physique. Patience is a must in this process, but I guarantee the results will come. The great mystery writer Raymond Chandler once confessed that even if he didn't write anything, he made sure he sat down and at his desk every single day and concentrated. Most of what I know about writing, I have learned through running every day. These are practical, physical lessons. I know that if I hadn't become a long-distance runner when I became a novelist, my work would have been vastly different.